Peace and abundance always. So today I had an amazing realization as I was working on my van life conversion. And one of the things that is the most, I guess, nerve-wracking, or the thing that makes me anxious most, if I was to say it that way, because it's not really anxiety, it's not really stress, but the thing I'm most nervous about as I am getting to the process of actually building out things like the bed and, you know, various ideas of planning for the structure, the inside structure of the van, I'm realizing more and more how precise my measurements have to be. Because, yes, I built a tiny house before, and there were some hiccups along that way, of, you know, along the way of building that, and I figured it out. But the tiny house was way bigger than this van. The tiny house measured about 20 feet to by 12 feet. So if I was off by a bit, you know, there was ways for me to kind of just kind of patch it up or make it so it's not as noticeable. But with this van, on the other hand, if I mess up a little bit, it's gonna translate into a big sloppy mess in the end. That's what I'm worried about anyway. So I've considered myself one to be pretty good at building things, as long as there's some leeway, there's some flexibility, as long as I have the freedom to be an artist and kind of let myself just create and see what happens and see how it manifests itself at the end. But here, on the other hand, it's a little bit different. It's me coming up with the design in my head and then me constantly thinking about it and writing it down, taking measurements over and over and over again, thinking about those measurements, you know, thinking about the nuances of like how the measurements may change by, you know, a quarter of an inch, depending on what I'm doing. And that part makes me a bit nervous, I'm gonna admit. So, as I am one to say that I'm not good with precise measurements, one thing that I realized today is that I'm gonna have to get good at it. Right now, I'm gonna have to learn to be good at precise measurements. It's just that simple. Don't make up any excuses. Don't worry too much about, you know, this is not my skill set, or this is not something that I'm good at. It's simply, you're going to have to be good at it right now. So I say that to share with you an insight of challenging yourself to be good at something that you typically, usually say that you're not good at. Because you have the amazing ability to adapt to almost anything. You have the amazing ability to change, to grow, to evolve instantly if you are really committed and driven to do so. So let's challenge ourselves. Let's push ourselves to be more, to be our bests. So as I am setting out to create this amazing materialized version of my imagination with this van, I have to commit to being better. I did a pretty good job with the tiny house, but I have to do better. I have to be better. So it's time that I allow myself to do so, and I challenge myself. And I give myself no other option but to be the best, but to be good. And so I share that with you to invite you to do the same. Invite you, like, challenge yourself to be better, to be good at the thing that you consider yourself to be bad at. Because it is simply a matter of choice. Choose to be good. peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.